Of course, we know that spiritually speaking, when we are conceived and born too, I repeat, when we are conceived and born, we are conceived and born in sin. And yet, Our Lady, and of course her Son, absolutely pure, exempt from the least stain of sin, she from her conception, and surely he at his conception and birth. Neither did Mary have to be purified, nor did Jesus have to be ransomed. And this is the first beginnings of Christ's observance of the law, the Jewish law, even though in this case neither she, his mother, nor he, her son, are bound by the law. And as religious, it is not unimportant to remind ourselves that our observance of the rules, being faithful to the least precept of our religious life, is an imitation of Christ, who was perfectly observant of the Jewish law, except, as we'll see later on, like, for example, working miracles on the Sabbath. But when Jesus worked miracles, he worked them by his divine power, and God is independent of all human laws. As Jesus was presented in the temple, Simeon, an old man, not coincidentally, was in the temple at the same time. He recognized who Jesus was. The shepherds recognized, the old man, Simeon, recognized. And of course, he had to be divinely enlightened to recognize this little baby, 40 days old, was the Messiah. And then the Nunc Dimittis, the two most important hymns that we have from the New Testament. There are three, but the two most important are the Magnificat of Our Lady and the Nunc Dimittis of the old man Simeon. And this Nunc Dimittis, what part, who remembers, what part of the divine office includes the Nunc Dimittis? Does it come at the beginning or at the end of the divine office? To remind us, remember what Simeon said? Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, in peace. My eyes have seen the work of your salvation. And how we need to pray that before we enter eternity, we shall be able, and what a wonderful thing would be, to memorize certain parts of the New Testament. Like what? Like here, the Nunc Dimittis. Over the years, I have specialized during the Lenten season, in the 40 days of Lent, I would concentrate on memorizing the Gospels. I already told you, didn't I, sisters, to memorize. Who remembers? To memorize what? Let me, all ladies, sisters. I will have to get permission from your directress of churches. Is she here? Is she here? Brother, one in charge of the senior churches. That is? Who is that? Do I have permission to ask the sisters by the 8th day of the retreat? I will provide the paper. You provide the pen. To write out the Litany of Our Lady. Do I have permission? Oh, sisters, of all people to give this retreat, not Father Vernon. What a gift to Our Lady if, by your final profession, you will be able to recite the litany by heart and say it often, sisters. Over the years, I've told my students, we remember what we want to remember. And I can assure you, and we forget what we want to forget. Thanks for the permission. Simeon, shall we say, promised Our Lady that her heart would be pierced for the lance. And lance, sword. And the way the church interprets this, when Christ was pierced for the lance on Calvary, Mary in her heart was pierced by a sword. Hear it. The one you love, you suffer with. You suffer for. And the hardest preposition, the one you love, you suffer from. If you really love our Lord, expect Him. Oh no. And He whispers, oh yes. He will send you suffering. So suffering with, suffering for, suffering like, and the fourth is most important, and suffering from the one you love. And your fellow sisters, who you love, if they're anything like my fellow Jesuits, you also suffer from them as love.